We need to be prepared for the potential of there being a hard border on the island after the 29th of March. We know from what George Hamilton, the Chief Constable of the PSNI, has said, that he feels he will need approximately 400 extra PSNI officers to police the border if it is the case that a hard border is imposed. We know that there are nearly 250 border crossings between the two jurisdictions on this island. We need to be prepared for it, no matter the fact that the agreement within this House is that we don't want a hard border. It could be imposed upon us. Remember, the border was put there, imposed upon us, without the people of most of the island having a say in respect of it.
Thank you very much, Minister.
Well, I repeat that it is both the firm commitment and the determination of the government to ensure that the current border arrangements continue. And in this regard, I want to acknowledge the repeated statements of the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, when she speaks of the current border arrangements, when she speaks of a seamless border, when she speaks of maintaining the freedom of movement of goods and people between north and south on the island of Ireland, and maintenance of that relationship as it currently stands. In relation to Garda Síochána, Garda Síochána works very closely with the Police Service of Northern Ireland in combating cross-border crime, including in the pursuit of individual criminal investigations. This ongoing close cooperation across a full range of policing responsibilities of both services is in place and will continue to be in place regardless of the final shape of Brexit, because joint working is central to the shared objectives of Garda Síochána and the PSNI to combat crime of all sorts and to promote community safety on the island of Ireland. There are many collaborative policing initiatives in place, including the cross-border policing strategy updated and published by police service, by both police services in 2016, and annual engagement. In fact, it's annual official engagement and informal engagement on a daily basis as needs must.
You will have a final minute.
Minister, the British Prime Minister has indeed made many positive statements about keeping the Irish border fully open. However, her statements cannot be relied upon for the purpose of us believing that there will be no hard border. We have a situation within the British government at present where they don't even know what their own negotiating policy will be with the European Union, and we're still less than 9 months away from the Brexit date. We need to be better prepared, Minister. We need to take on board, for instance, what the Garda Representative Association have stated in respect of the increased demand on Garda Síochána should there be a hard border. They've indicated that we would need approximately 100 extra Garda Síochána along the border in order to police it, if it is the case that a hard border is imposed upon us. I know that we have a new Garda Commissioner. In fairness to him, he will have significant knowledge of the two jurisdictions and the border, but I think you really need to sit down with him, Minister, and meet with him and plan for what we hope will not happen. But unless we're prepared for it, we'll fail in respect of it.
Thank you. Deputy, final comment, Minister.
Just to confirm to the Deputy that I have already met the new Garda Commissioner Designate. I look forward to working closely with him. I understand that he will take up his position in very early September. I agree with Deputy O'Callaghan. He brings a unique perspective on the matter of policing across the island of Ireland, and I look forward to continuing to work closely with him in this regard. I want to say that there is contingency planning in the Department of Justice. A working group of senior officials was established to manage the Department's response to carry out a risk analysis of the UK's departure, taking into account engagement with the relevant justice sector agencies and other stakeholders. Planning to date with regard to the Department has focused on how the withdrawal agreement would work in practice, not only contingency planning, but also the future relationship. Deputy O'Callaghan mentions Gardaí, and I wish to assure the Deputy that Garda Síochána is fully aware of the ongoing complex negotiations regarding Brexit. Garda Síochána is committed to ensuring that the organisation is prepared fully for any possible policing implications and challenges arising therefrom.
Thank you, Minister.
A high-level team composed of managers from across the Garda Síochána has been established by the Commissioner, scoping exercises in anticipation of Brexit have been conducted. I again welcome the appointment of Mr. Drew Harris, and he will be in a position of both experience and expertise on the challenges that lie ahead in terms of ensuring a top level of cooperation north-south in policing matters.